We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We got Lindsey Zarniak joining us coming up at 7:40. Alan May to talk some Caps hockey at 8:20. And Mike Rizzo, GM and president of baseball operations for the Nationals at 9. So we are packed. Plus, it's open line Thursday. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. You can be our leadoff hitter in hour number two.
What happened to Peter from Burke? Peter usually kicks us off.
I think he's been beaten up so bad on the air that he just picks his spots now.
He's taking a little respite. Right?
Yeah, it's probably smart. Probably smart move on his behalf. Listen, one other thing, just going back to the Tiger thing real quick. They're going to have, apparently, the body cam footage available soon. That's going to be freaking riveting.
Is that Carlos Gonzalez?
Yeah, from the cop that first approached him.
Right.
And apparently they're saying, New York Post is saying, that Tiger at this point, even you know several days later, doesn't have any recollection of the accident. That's how traumatic it was. So that's going to
be riveting.
Riveting.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And here's the thing. I think it's very difficult to determine. You know, when someone's been in an accident to that extent, they're going to be dazed and confused regardless. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can tell if someone has been impaired at all.
Well, you're probably in some form of shock. You just ask them simple questions
like what day it is, what time is it, what's your name.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess he passed all of that.
When I got in my accident where I got T-boned, I mean, I was in the Corvette. I had the Corvette a week. And I just finished playing golf. I needed some gas. So I crossed a lane I didn't realize was a ramp lane. And apparently, a cop told me later, accidents happen there all the time. Just, I guess, like the Tiger deal. Just got T-boned. And my car just was nuked. And the windshield shattered. I had windshield all over my lap. And the cops, I think they thought they were going to see like a dead guy in there. I can't remember if my airbag went off or not. Because I got hit. I got T-bones. I don't know if the airbag went off. I can't remember.
Was that in the Corvette or a different vehicle?
No, that was in the vet. I had that thing for
a week. The Corvette
had
an airbag? I don't know if that car had an airbag.
Had an airbag.
It might not
have. Recalling your accident, I don't think you had an airbag.
Did they have them in? It was like a 98. 97 or 98.
Maybe.
It wasn't that old. It wasn't like it was from the 80s.
Right.
But nevertheless, you are kind of dazed and confused when the cop comes up and they ask you if you're okay and everything.
Of course.
And anyway, so who knows? That body cam footage will be silly.
By the way, when you had your accident in your duster, was that a worse accident than the Corvette?
I totaled both of those cars. No, I would say.
Was it a Plymouth Duster? You had that only for a short period of time.
It was the Plymouth. See, Plymouth and Dodge were made by the same factories or whatever.
Correct.
It just had a Plymouth badge, but it was the same thing as a Dodge Charger.
So they looked exactly the same.
Plymouth's been out of business for about 20 years,
of course.
At least.
It was like cream color. I mean, it was. I felt like such a badass. I know there's a picture of it somewhere.
No, for high school kids, like, I actually think you had a nice car for a little while. Like, I had a hand-me-down from my dad. So I had like an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme was my first car. And I feel like Cakes had his Burgundy Malibu, which was passed down to him.
76 Chevy Malibu, which I totaled
nice
at one point.
That was a great car. My brother Chad cried when it got smashed. He loved that car. He just loved it. He cried.
Do you know when the footage is supposed to be released?
No, but they said soon. That's going to be must-see TV right there, Valdez.
Valdez, you know there's going to be all kinds of tributes today from the workday, the WGC with all the players. They're either going to have something written on their hats shoes, or they're going to be doing fist pumps.
Tiger head cover.
Get your golfers in.
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking, I mean, these are really severe injuries for his lower extremities, though. He got off very well, relatively speaking.
He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, he's lucky to be alive. And just to have sort of extremity type of issues, he seems to be cognitively fine.
Eric, aren't you happy, though, that he wasn't intoxicated and that he wasn't in a pill state of mind?
Of course.
You don't seem happy.
No, it's because
This is a relief for Tiger fans.
It's
he doesn't
not a
like
relief
to be wrong,
to me
that's
because
why.
Maybe that's part of it, I'm sure. But I have three incidents that lead me to believe something's going on with Tiger. He's not himself. And this is the fourth one. So I still question it. And I just wish they had done a toxicology thing to put it to rest. But it's fine.
By the way, people keep...
Hopefully I'm wrong.
...keep asking me, why didn't he have just a private driver, his own personal driver?
Yeah, everyone
keep telling
has
people,
it.
Not every athlete has their own personal driver.
Well, yeah.
I would say 95% of athletes...
99.
Maybe 99. Drive themselves. They love cars. They go out and buy eight cars.
He probably loves driving and being alone. It's probably, you know how like JP likes to mow the lawn because you be by yourself for an hour? He probably likes being in a car by himself.
Yeah, I haven't mowed a lawn in like a decade, but I will be soon.
Yuck. But the point is, it's probably one of the few times he could be alone and in his thoughts or whatever. So I just
tell people, look, it's not normal just to have your own personal driver everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, if he was going
Dan
out
Snyder,
drinking, then you say, yeah, of course he should have a driver or Uber or something.
Well, sure. That's different.
But this was just a morning shoot. So, I mean,
you're getting up and going to work.
There would be no reason.
People drive.
If I were that filthy rich, I would take advantage and have somebody drive me from point A to point B whenever I could.
Every time?
Not every time, but I would certainly take advantage of the perk.
Well, if you can afford somebody that, like, let's say you have a guest house. If you're, like, so wealthy, I'd have a guest house and have a personal chef there all the time.
Well,
and
you have
a driver there all the time. Why not?
You might have all
that. You could afford it. You can pay those guys.
I have a driver. I married my driver.
I'm just saying it's abnormal to have a personal driver wherever you go.
You're right.
At all.
What were we going to say, Valdez?
Oh, I was going to say, can you I was thinking about you, Eric, and that if we were the officers on the scene and we rolled up and Tiger is getting ready to do a golf shoot and he has his bag
in
the wreckage.
Oh, you're
going to try to get his gear? Oh, my God. I would take that putter. I would go put it like behind a tree. And then I would come back.
Take the Scotty Cameron.
Yeah, then I would come back to the scene later. And
turn off your body cam first.
Then go get the Scotty Cameron and then put that thing on the sports black market. That thing's like a Picasso.
Like a Picasso, yeah.
That's probably the best sports memorabilia you could ever find.
Let's go to the phones. It is Open Line Thursday. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
See, Valdez, I wouldn't have to do that. I would just call Scotty Cameron and have him send me one.
Big dog.
All right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Tony calling from Charlotte. Tony, what's up, man?
EB, what's up, man? Hey, look. I got some tips for you on calling the Red Fox games up in Poughkeepsie, New York. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I coached in college, played in college, went to Maryland, all that good stuff. I've called in before about Marty Meatball, so you ready for some tips?
You played at Maryland?
Yeah.
What years? Did
you play lacrosse?
I was there 98-01.
Okay.
All right.
So it's like hockey, EB. You got to follow the ball, dude, okay? And it moves extremely fast.
No, I understand the game. I mean, I've been around it the last decade.
All right, so positions on the field behind the goal is called X.
Come on. No. This is embarrassing.
He does a lacrosse podcast.
Yeah, come on, Tony. You got to give me a little benefit of the doubt here. And I'm not doing play-by-play. I'm doing color.
Okay, so I'll speed up, all right?
Yeah.
Consider figuring out what offense they are in. Like, if they're in two up top, is a 2-3-1. One up top's a 1-4-1.
Right.
All right? Does that make sense?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, all right. So, defense-wise, are they sliding from the crease? Are they sliding near man next to the ball?
Can we play the gas face
right
on him?
He's trying to be nice. Let me ask you this.
I understand.
What position did you play?
He hosts the podcast.
Tony, what position did you play?
I faced off. I ran offensive, defensive midfield, and I played defense and long pole.
So you did it all.
Yeah, well, except for attack, I was not a great shooter. I couldn't figure out that finesse. I just was not a great shooter.
Yeah, gotcha. Hey, Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, buddy.
For the tips.
You know what?
I'm not that much of a beginner. I mean, I've been around the game for over a decade now. I have a decent understanding of it.
Just call my man Brendan Hanley or Tom Werstell, and they'll give you a breakdown.
Yeah, no. I think I'm good. I got plenty of resources. I've talked to the biggest names in the game on my podcast. All right, let's go to Ernie in Clinton. Ernie, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Jumps.
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Ernie.
Hey, morning, Ernie.
I called in last week, but I was a day late, and they told me to call back today because I had a question just out of the air since it was Black History Month. I thought I would like to throw a couple of Black History questions to y'all.
Oh, that's good. This is great. I think we'll flunk, but this is great.
You can
go
try
ahead.
It.
No, go flunk. Okay, let's go with who was the first Black coach in the NFL?
First Black head coach?
Not head coach.
Head coach.
First, I'll go Art Shell.
Pretty sure it's Art Shell.
That, huh? Yeah. Art Shell was my guess.
No.
Before
Come on
that,
now. Yeah.
What era? What year?
What years?
Okay. The early 20s.
Oh, I'm never going to get that.
That doesn't count.
Early 20s.
Modern era of the NFL.
Who was it? Who was
Art Shell was definitely the first Black head coach. I mean, modern.
No, he wasn't.
All right. For the NFL, the NFL didn't even exist.
The NFL didn't exist, Ernie.
Who are we missing?
What's his name? Fitz Pollard.
Yeah,
he's the head coach of Akron in early 20s.
All right, but that wasn't the NFL. But I definitely.
Well, they
would
said
get
it
that.
Was. I was just throwing it out there. They said it was.
All right. Give us another.
I mean, Fritz Pollard was born in 1894.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to get Fritz Pollard.
Well, this is Black History. That's why
I'm
out there.
All right, you're educating us.
He coached the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah,
in the NFL,
they were money. Did they have skates? All right. Hey.
That wasn't the NFL that we're used to seeing.
All right, Ernie, next question. Next question.
All right, next question. What was the reason for the Redskins picking the first Black player?
Ooh. And that was...
So this was a draft pick?
Was that Bobby Mitchell?
Bobby Mitchell?
Bobby Mitchell was the first player, right. Well,
what was the reason? I would say because he was good.
No.
I don't know. What was the reason?
Let me throw this one out there. He was picked because the Redskins were the last team to have a Black African-American player on the team.
Right.
And Bobby Kennedy told the owner, if you don't get a Black player on that team, you will not play in the stadium in D.C.
Right. That makes sense. Makes sense. All right, I'm going to give you one more, Ernie.
By the way, Bobby Mitchell, he was drafted by the Browns. He wasn't drafted by the Redskins.
No, I just said pick. I mean, they picked him. Yeah.
All right, one more, Ernie. This is it.
Okay. Your favorite song, the Redskins fighting song.
All right.
What verse was changed in the early
70s? I think they've changed several verses over the years.
Okay.
I think they had a line possibly referencing Dixie in the original. But I think that's right.
Yeah,
all right, we didn't do too bad there. I feel like we got two out of three there.
Fight for old Dixie. They changed it and said fight for old Dixie. I appreciate it, man. I just thought it was Black History Month, and I thought, I didn't know if y'all had challenged Black History Month this month, but I would like to say this. Adding Brian Mitchell to the team, y'all had a heck of a Black History Month.
Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, buddy.
Man, I listen to y'all every morning, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ernie.
Thank you, Ernie. Very appreciate sweet. It. Thank you, buddy.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Remember, we talk a little Caps hockey at 8:20 with Alan May from NBC Sports Washington. Mike Rizzo joins us, GM of the Nationals at 9, and Lindsey Zarniak at 7:40, all right here on the Junkies.
It hasn't happened more often.
You feel bad for him?
I kind of do because
I don't feel like you felt.
He's
bad
just
for
being
Jeff
a dog.
What happened?
I did kind of feel bad for Toobin too. Like it is, I do.
He pulled a Toobin.
He pulled a Toobin. He was teaching a class, and then he thought he was done, and then he went to Pornhub or whatever and started going to town.
Oh.
And unfortunately, he was still on cam, and I don't know if students saw him or other teachers, but. He wasn't, I'll take him at his word, he wasn't trying to be creepy. When I first read the story, I thought he was like in an empty classroom. Right. And I was like, oh my God, throw this guy, you know, in the poke. But he was in he was at home. He thought he logged off the classroom.
Right.
And,
he's a
you know, he went to town.
He's
like cakes, you know, at noon every day.
So he's,
good projection.
I don't know what a teacher's aide does.
By the way, if you're
a teacher's aide in a history class...
Yeah.
The thing is that the video, and I know that he didn't do it, was recorded and posted on social media.
Oh, just the monster. Social
Here's
media
the way
monster.
I would approach it. If you're in the teaching game or the education game, you have to have a separate. They can never be together. They can't be mixed up. You do the teaching on the one and the extracurriculars on the other.
Do we know how old the aide? I'm guessing the aide's pretty young. Probably
no,
just out
he said he's been teaching for over 20 years, or he's been teacher's aide for over 20 years. He said it was not done intentionally. I had no clue that I was on video. I don't know what else to say.
I believe
just found
that part
out today.
I believe that part. I just would say, just have a clue, bro. Just have a clue.
Don't be a donk.
Yeah. Don't be a Donkey Kong.
Right. He was a bit of a donk.
I mean, Bickle, that would never happen with me, ever. I would never make that mistake. Would you ever make that mistake?
I don't think I would, but it's scary. Sometimes I'll be honest. Sometimes I get scared, and I'm checking the camera. You know what I mean? I'm sort of, who knows what's going on?
Right. You better not see that little Zoom icon at the top.
Yeah.
You better click on that and hit quit Zoom.
And I would be so worried that I would make that mistake. That's why I wouldn't make it, because I'd be so worried that I would. So I don't know what to tell you.
Light's going to be on for
I don't understand people. He's part of the 85%, JP. That's all I can say.
I know, but it has happened to a few people where they're in a Zoom meeting and all of a sudden they start hitting the skins with their creeper
right, they get
or something.
Big surprise, they're bored in a Zoom meeting and they want to treat their body like a roller coaster.
Well, this is the problem with working from home. Is that these people, you know,
you
there's no professionalism.
These mistakes.
Yeah. Well, they just, you know, they get comfortable. They're out of the work environment.
So did you say he was at home?
He was at home, yeah. So it wasn't like he was at – at first I read it and thought he was in the classroom, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy's a creeper.
That's
And then the other thing is the story has apparently like the, you know, the journalist, they went and knocked on his door, and he answered the door. So I assume this is the guy in the picture in the article went viral. It's him, and he's just at the door, and he's kind of like leaning on his – you know, like leaning, and he's just – kind of explain himself, and he's just, it's humiliating.
So he was obviously fired from the school
system. Actually, I'm not sure that he was at home. Now that I'm rereading the article, it says that he was in a breakout room, which I'm not even sure what the hell that is.
Well, I think that's when the kids go into breakout rooms. And they do that, they can do that via Zoom. So my kids do that, so they're in breakout rooms.
He was in a breakout zipper room. That's the room he was in.
They give the kids assignments, and so then, like, you know, they go into small groups.
Oh, yeah,
in the breakout
broke something
Zoom.
Out already.
Yeah.
He broke they're Johnson doing their out. Thing.
No,
he's
I
doing
think
his the, thing.
I think most of these teachers are, and I know they have the option to go, and some of these school systems have the option to send the teachers into the school, but 99% of them
are
at
especially
home.
In my county, there's
I can't believe they went to his house.
I know, right?
I can't believe he did. He answer the door?
He did, because looks some like these, he answered the door. Donks, so they just don't know. Like, he didn't know that the news was going to take advantage of him.
By the way, don't look ever at him. Answer
don't you
your
feel
door.
So bad for him?
If you don't recognize the person, don't answer
I'm with
your door.
Do not answer the door. That's you can let them ring your doorbell for an hour.
God, I should be a life coach. I'm going to quit the junks and just be a life coach.
Never what would you charge per hour? What would you charge?
I don't know. It's unlimited.
So
it'd be so valuable. You should pay me $1,000 an hour to be your life coach.
I had a guy the other day. He is knocking on my door. I looked through the eye hole thingy, and I didn't recognize the guy. But what am I? He's just standing there waiting. And then he knocked again. He's just standing there. So I got to open the door.
No, you don't. Why?
Who was he?
He wanted something.
He was selling something.
He wanted something, and I said, yeah, sorry. I think he wanted me to. Oh yeah, he wanted me to switch cables. Like, dude, I work for Xfinity. I'm not anything.
Right, they pay me. Get out of here.
There's a 0% chance I'm switching. Right.
That's why
if
you need
I
a ring.
I don't recognize the person, or I'm not.
Why? What do you mean? What would a ring do? I mean, I just look through the eye hole.
Just tell them to go away.
Say yeah. Go away.
Oh, right. People use that. They talk to people on the ring all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't know right that. There. I thought it was just a visual thing. More
not interested.
Or I just put Luca on the leash in the front yard, and nobody comes within 100 yards of the house. They just won't do it. But Bickle, please don't ever answer the door if you don't recognize the person or if you're not expecting something.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but maybe once a month.
I mean, 90% of the people that come to my door are either wearing a FedEx, a UPS, or Amazon vest.
Right.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, I mean, that's the 90% that's showing up.
I got to tell you, man, I ordered something, this new capture card, you know, for my video, and it was supposed to arrive the next day between 4 and 8 a.m. It arrived about 6 hours later. I mean, it's the sickest thing ever. I ordered it like during the show, and I got it by like dinner time.
Jeff Bezos knows what he's doing.
He's going to be the owner of your football team soon. Before you know it, like this, he's going to own the Washington football team.
Hope. Let's go to Noel in Chicago, line one. Noel, you're on with
the
Junkies. What's going on?
What's up, you guys?
Hey, buddy. I'm guessing it's Noel.
It's Noel. It's Noel, actually.
Hold on. Your name is Noel?
Yeah, it's Noel, N-O-E-L, weird, believe it or not. I don't know why.
I don't understand that, but okay.
Well, parents decided to call me Noel, which is
the
girl's
version,
but whatever.
They think you were a girl?
What's your middle name? Did you have a better middle name that you could have used early in life that you just chose not to?
Ronaldo.
What's your middle name?
Ronaldo.
Oh, you'd rather be Ronaldo than Noel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
From here on out, you're Ronaldo.
I don't care. You guys can call me whatever you want. Totally fine. You can call me Ronaldo. It doesn't matter. I don't know if you guys watched PTI yesterday, but Michael Wilbon was like ripping on Washington again because of the whole Alex Smith thing. And honestly, it really pissed me off because
all
of the fact that like,
what was he saying?
He was saying that Washington was already dropping the ball again because of the fact that we weren't really considerate of Alex Smith's feelings while he was injured and stuff like that. And I'm listening to that. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like he broke his leg. Like in like however many places, and then also like Ron Rivera does not have time to deal with that when he has to deal with Dwayne Haskins and all that other crap that was going on. So like just to be honest with you, like I'm kind of getting tired of Michael Wilbon just ripping us on all the time, even for something like this. So I just wanted to come on here and just say I love Michael Wilbon. He's one of my favorite journalists, but that whole debate with Kornheiser and just him like just ripping on us again really just pissed me off. I don't know.
Let it bother you so much. Dude, let me ask you a question. How old are you, man?
I am 31.
God, I gotta imagine you got bigger fish to fry than that. Like, that's really bugging you that much.
Yeah, he's a diehard.
It honestly bugged me because of the fact that he was somebody that I really looked up to as a journalist.
This is his opinion.
Yeah, I know. I guess, like, it honestly bothered me because of the fact that, like, we suck.
Eric, how many times do you let things bother you, and I just look at you and go, why does that bother you? I mean, what are you doing with your life?
We all complain
about the dumbest, littlest things. It's the same, same with Noel.
I guess. What's the last thing I brought up that you just couldn't believe that I let it bother
me?
Valdez
helped me out. There was something he talked about a few days ago, maybe it was last week, and I'm just like, that's bothering you, really?
Well, I could just be killing a segment.
Well, okay.
You always have to factor that in.
All right, maybe. But knowing you, it probably did bother you. God, it was something stupid too.
I don't know. That just seemed like Noel's 31. He probably, I'm assuming he has.
Oh,
like a
I
wife.
Know what it was. I know what it was. It was what? the Aless.
Oh, the website. Well, because I feel like they just got a total okie doke on me.
Yeah. That you spent how much on the
sweatsuit?
I
ended
$20?
Up spending about $30-some, but when it came in, it was the cheap. It was like worth about 10 cents.
I know, but we kind of told you to expect that, and you still let it bother you.
Yeah, because I just didn't realize it was going to be that fake.
Now maybe
it was
the
fakest thing
killer.
I've ever seen.
I don't know. I have no idea, but I think that probably did bother you.
Yeah. Oh, it still kind of haunts me when I walk by it in the garage, because I put it immediately in the garage.
I don't know why it's still in the garage.
Should put it right in the trash is where you should put it.
Well, I'm going to give it away to somebody.
Lurch, I feel like relieved as a Niners fan that Jimmy G is going to be your quarterback. According to John Lynch, they're not trading him. Jimmy G, he said no doubt he's going to start for the Niners in 2021.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, there's no better option right now.
I mean, if they're fine with having the fourth best quarterback in their division, then that's great. If you're cool with that,
is he the fourth? Go through them.
Well, you got Kyler Murray, you got Matt Stafford, you got Russell Wilson. You going to put him above any of those guys?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Maybe Kyler. I'm not as sold on Kyler yet.
No. Are you crazy?
I'd much rather have Kyler.
You'd much rather have Kyler Murray.
But I wouldn't put it past the Niners.
Years ago, Jimmy G had a really good year. He took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Look, he's had injuries. He had the one good year, but I wouldn't put it past the Niners to trade up and take a quarterback, or just take a quarterback, you know, wherever they're picking at 12 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Might
put it
be
past
Trey Lance territory for
yeah,
your
maybe.
Boys.
And then Lance could sit behind Jimmy G for a year, or two, and then
or five. Yeah, he's got a long way to go, man. I'm telling you, but. Sure enough, watch, my boys will pick him. Washington will be all in the Trey Lance game. I'll have to embrace him. I mean,
I'm just pulled up the latest
runner cakes.
Latest mock draft.
What do they have?
Washington selects Kadarius Toney out of Florida.
Ooh, he's explosive.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
All right, we got Lindsey Zarniak joining us.
He's
next.
6 foot maybe.
But let me tell you about PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender, insured by NCUA. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to connect with Lindsey Zarniak here momentarily. You know, one of the shows which Drab put in our outline had to do with cargo shorts. Apparently, they're making a comeback.
Whatever.
They're back in the mix? The cargos?
Cargo pants making a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Cargo pants or shorts or both?
Well, I always think cargo pants, cargo shorts. I never really see cargo pants, but
I think I used to have at least one or two pairs of cargo pants from Britches back in the day.
I guess way back. I guess the article's technically about cargo pants. I just immediately shifted that my brain to cargo shorts because I never had cargo pants.
I had cargo pants.
They're
embarrassing. You're talking about college, like.
It's an embarrassing piece of clothing of so many pockets.
I wore cargo shorts up until about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you're the last to get the boy.
The last.
Did you just like the pockets? Like,
I don't know. They're always comfortable to me. No, it's been a few years, but I was certainly. I bet you I was the last one of the
you
four.
You were one of the holdouts. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I used just to wear like the golf shorts. Like
Valdez
all these golf
used
shorts
to,
we got.
Valdez used to Joan on me when I was wearing them on the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, you would wear cargos to tee it up? Now, I know that I'm the fashion plate. When I used to play golf, my shorts were always too big.
I did probably 15 years ago.
But I don't think I rock the cargos.
They might have been perfect for golf because you could use one pocket for your golf balls, another pocket for your tees, another pocket for
ball marker,
little golf tool.
Divot repair tool, which I always struggle with.
How packed was the golf course yesterday?
Oh, it was jammed.
Right?
Jam.
Yeah. I gotta imagine.
Oh, my back's on fire.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because I walked 18.
My shoulder's
on
fire.
Oh, soul crushing.
I think I'm going to play next week just because it's going to be in the mid-50s. It's going to be in the 50s, I think, for, I don't know, maybe probably
I think
2 weeks.
At least for the next 10 days or so.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
I just got
to
let the courses dry out a little bit.
Yeah, it's very
18?
Soggy.
I'm assuming you had a caddy if you walked 18.
No.
You walked 18 with a bag slung on your back, or do you have an old man push cart? What's your deal?
With my bag over my back.
I thought you had one of those.
I do
old
have
man
a push cart,
carts.
But I can't do it. Because
push cart, you're too embarrassed.
It's too embarrassing.
Yeah, you need to get
I gotta be over. I was gonna say you have to be over 40 to use a push cart.
I think 50s probably.
Is it electric or is it just old school ghetto?
No,
like,
it's got four
muni.
Wheels and
you gotta
push
it.
Oh yeah, turkey.
I used one out in Pebble for one round, and it was so embarrassing and poopy. I said, "F that! I'm
never again."
Right? Yeah. It's embarrassing. You feel like less of a man.
Yeah.
Just, there's
so there's nothing manly about pushing a poopy push cart down a fairway.
Yeah. Well, is it just because you didn't want to splurge and spend the 20 on the cart?
No, well, it's cart path only because it's so soggy out. So okay. What's the point? So what's the point of taking a cart?
Yeah.
With four people.
Plus, you can get all swole while you're playing, too.
Did my man Jeff Montrose hook you out there?
No, I know a couple members out there.
Okay.
So
Jeff's my man out there.
Cool. Jeff's my man as well.
So I'm going to have to.
He's built a nice network. He's catching up to you, Jason. He's getting there.
All right, I see she's tweeted that she's going
to
be on.
I think we're going to move her to 8 o'clock because we were having some technical difficulties.
Ah, okay.
Because she wants to come on via Zoom.
Oh, that'll be good. Nice.
So
maybe she's going to ask.
Watching
I just saw
NBC Sports Washington.
I just saw Lindsay's husband, Craig Melvin, who works for the Today Show. He was out. It looked like he was out in front of the hospital that Tiger is in.
Oh wow, he's on the Tiger beat.
And he interviewed Nota Begay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a live interview. It looked like it was over Zoom. But I'm going to have to ask her about that. So I think he's out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Covering that.
It's big news, dude.
I'm kind of jealous of two first name guy, Craig Melvin. That's a good way to go through life. What's your name? Craig Melvin. Instead of saying, what's your name? John Allville. What's the last name? What's that weird last name that you have?
Johnville.
He's Craig Melvin.
Just make it Johnville.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really introduce myself to a lot of people like in the last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how easy is your life when you go through his life as Craig Melvin? I mean, that name just flows right off the tongue.
It
How
is
does
smooth.
Your mom want to pronounce your last name for a
Oville.
While?
Yeah, she tried to change it.
There was a big push for that for a while.
That was really bizarre. Where did that come from? Where did that stem from?
I don't know. How would I know?
Wouldn't the other Auvilles in your family be upset that your mom was trying to change it to Oville?
Like, what other Auvilles? My dad was an only child. There weren't any other people.
Well, didn't your dad find that somewhat offensive? Like,
I don't know. You think I cared when I was 12?
That'd be
12?
Like if someone said to me, we're going to call you Eric Beichel.
Yeah.
I would be bitter about that.
I didn't really care about it that much.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to do about it?
I just remember that was a thing. We also had a thing in elementary school. I've told the story many times before where this guy Craig came in with a note from his parents and said he wanted his name changed to Trucker. So we had to call Craig Trucker. Do you remember that?
I kind of remember it now that you bring it up.
Yeah. He was that was in fourth grade. I was in Miss Abelie's class, and Craig no longer wanted to be Craig. We had to call him Trucker.
All I know is Craig Melvin never got called Orville Redenbacher like I did when I was in elementary school because of my terrible last name.
Orville Redenbacher.
Yes, I've heard them all. There's so many mispronunciations. Yeah. It would have been easier if my name was John Melvin,
right?
It just would have.
Do you feel
Why
like
you
did
go
a good
by
job?
Your middle name?
Martin?
John Martin. Yeah, he could be John Martin. That's
I could be
two.
John Martin. That's true.
John Martin is two first names.
That's true. It's a very good point.
You will change your name professionally to John Martin.
No, because my professional name is Cakes, which is very professional.
Right.
I can't.
I would start calling you Marty, though, if you change it to John Martin.
I could be part of the Washington football team front office.
You are right.
I fit right in.
Marty.
When you gave Jeff Van Gundy your business card,
worst business card ever.
You went to the U.S. Open, and we saw Jeff Van Gundy, and we kind of dared you. Up to him.
Which I did.
And you asked him to come on the show.
Terrible
did
decision.
Did you hand him a business card that just said, Cakes.
No, I'm sure it said, John,
then cakes in parentheses.
Right.
Orville Redenbacher on it. And then he looked at it and said, who is this idiot?
What was
I'm
the
not going
worst
on their
business
show.
Card? Because I tweeted that business card that we had, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago. I found it in like my wife's Rolodex. That business card was brutal.
That's such an outdated concept. We my mom one. Has one.
Yeah.
I keep
that's where
her
she keeps my
things.
Daughter's Social Security number or something. I don't know. I had to go find it.
I guarantee you Van Gundy threw that business card away in the closest trash can he could get to.
Yeah.
He was definitely wearing cargos back then.
Oh, probably was.
So
yeah.
I probably was too.
Yeah, for sure. That was the day that there was like 1,000 people watching Anna Kournikova just hit balls just through a fence.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Do you think
I was
kind of
pervy. I was doing it.
Do you think Van Gundy ever didn't have eye bags?
When he was about three.
Right.
When did cakes
pre-pubescent.
Develop?
Dude, I've
cakes
got
have
some
them when he was like
raccoon
a Toys R Us? All that smoking that you did, it couldn't have helped.
I don't know if I had the baggers at Toys R Us. I don't think so.
How Probably much did not. You hate that job, Cakes?
I hated it. I despised it.
How many
Especially
years?
Every November when I knew I was their bitch going forward
well,
for
you
two
know,
straight
he
months.
It, he did it like 4.5 years because when we had to decide whether we were going to do full time, he was kind of a holdout because he was about to get vested.
I was about to get paid. I was about to get 25 large set my
well,
way.
I know. He sacrificed that, and I really appreciate that, but I didn't know how many years he was there. I just knew he was
four
there for
and
a
half,
while.
Ricky?
Yeah.
4.5 of my prime years just wasted away in the back of a 53-foot Toys R Us truck with a giraffe head on the side of it.
Right.
Oh,
was that the worst part of the job? Was unloading the truck? I mean, you were like management. You shouldn't have had to unload the truck.
Hey, you had to get the product out on the floor, EB.
But
people had to buy their Power Rangers.
You didn't start out as management, did you?
Yes, Rick, that was a college grad. Come on.
Oh, you started out as management?
I had a prestigious degree.
Yeah, he didn't start out as like a cashier. Did you ever have to work the cashier, though, like when some teenager called in sick or quit?
100%, yes. Oh, in a pinch, yes.
Did you hate that?
I didn't mind doing the cash register, even though I struggle a little bit with the math, but everything's right there in front of you.
I'm not surprised. I would have done the same thing.
I can count change. I'm not a monkey.
Yeah.
I can give people their change back.
What was the hardest part of running the register for you there, Cakes?
Register was pretty easy.
Yeah.
The worst part was the squeakers and the misers that would come to the return desk with a 4-year-old toy, and they tell you, I bought this last week. And you know they're just lying. They're just lying to you.
Bunch of Jason Bishop.
A bunch of squeakers and just degenerates.
So would you ever reject them and say, I just can't accept this?
Sometimes, but it was rare.
Usually you would just suck it up and just
I mean, we didn't
it.
Have a Nordstrom return, liberal return policy, but it was pretty close.
Right.
Yeah, I think you could return tires to Nordstrom.
Right.
Yeah. I think they've closed the loophole on that, though, recently. I don't think you can just return anything.
All right, when we come back, I believe we're going to have Lindsey Zarniak via Zoom. So if you're watching NBC Sports Washington, we'll connect with our old pal, Lindsey Zarniak, next here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.